I'm Philip Semper, PLD 0 here. Today's date is 09/19/2022. Dictation is for Natalie, correction Natalia, Alexander. Alexander spells A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Natalia spells N-A-T-A-L-Y-A. Date of birth is 05/19/2015. This is a 7-year-old child accompanied by parents. Here with throat pain. Mom said this has been going on for about 2 or 3 days. She said that child was seen recently and diagnosed with COVID, for which she has completed the medication for the COVID. But says she continues to have sore throat and body experience. Next paragraph, review of systems. Fatigue, she reports fatigue. Next line, patient reports body aches. Next line, okay, she reports occasional elevated temperature, which she takes Motrin. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98%. Room blood pressure is 101/71. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 99.1. Period. Next paragraph. HEMT. Normal. Next paragraph. Throat. Erythematous and edematous. Tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. Next line. Uvula is midline and mobile. There is no exudate. Period. Next paragraph. Neck, range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. No palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no garden, she has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number two is throat pain. Number three, recent COVID infection, period. Next paragraph, a strep test was done in clinic today. Strep was positive. Next paragraph, mom did not want child to be tested for COVID or flu. Next paragraph. Oh, dysphagia. Next assessment. Throat pain. Next paragraph, the strep test was done. Strep test was positive. Patient was sent home with the following medications: cetirizine, 5 mg/mL. Please go back to physical exam and include nose, congested or clear discharge, edematous and erythematous turbinate. Back to plan, cetirizine, 5/mL. She will take 10 milligrams PO daily for 30 days. Next paragraph, XYZ mouthwash. 60 mils, she would take 5 mils daily, gargle and spit out until gone. Next medication, Zitromax, 200/5 mils, 2 teaspoons now, then 1 teaspoon daily until gone. Number 30 mils. Next paragraph, patient and mom was educated on child's condition and the findings on strep tests, the importance of avoiding direct contact with others. to increase fluids. She was given a note for school to return on 9/22. Mom was advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if child gets worse. Or she can go to the emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.